Chapter 26. The Structure of the Soul. One day before a new class, Lyria drew a star pentagram on the blackboard and explained. The human structure can be visualized as a five-pointed star. Its apex is consciousness, i.e. person himself, who observes everything that happens inside and outside. But usually he is asleep and identifies himself with everything he sees. The right leg of the star is the will, which should control the left arm of the star, attention. But the average person has no will. It is replaced by emotion and directs attention to what they are interested in, or what has affected them. Ruslan started to stretch his arm. Lyria nodded to him, and he stood up to ask his question.
How is it that a person has no will? He asked, and looked at his tutor in confusion. For example, I consider myself a strong-willed person.
It's easy to check, Lyria smiled and pointed to the large mechanical clock hanging above the board. Do a simple exercise. Watch the second hand without distraction. As long as you can stay focused and concentrate, that's the will you have. The students eagerly embarked on the exercise and began to stare intently at the second hand, but it turned out that almost all of them only had their willpower working for a minute.
You see, said Lyria, you can't even do the simple thing of keeping your attention on the hand of a clock. Usually, it is a strong emotion that holds your attention, and a person with that emotion seems strongly willed. But as soon as the emotion stops, his attention becomes scattered again.
Surprised by the results of the unexpected test, the students listened to their tutor with bated breath.
Next, we continue talking about the human structure, Lyria reminded, bringing the students' attention back to the pentagram on the blackboard. The right hand of the star is memory. But since human attention is scattered, a person remembers practically nothing and remembers only that which affected him strongly. Emotions make him concentrate and spin the same idea in his head many times. Hence the conclusion. If you want to remember something, you should repeat it to yourself more often.
Repetition is the mother of learning, Arthur exclaimed, citing a phrase that came to mind.
That's right, Lyria said. Whether it's cramming at school, practicing in the gym, or meditating, only frequent repetition allows a person to master something, to achieve any result.
Constancy and victory, Andrich added.
Yes, quite right, Lyria approved. So, let's continue. The left leg of the star is the mind, but it appears very rarely. It is usually replaced by a sick fantasy fueled by human emotions and interests. But such fantasy usually leads to nothing. A person just spends his life in pipe dreams. Only constructive imagination, acting on reason, can help a person achieve a goal. But it still has to be learned, because usually a person does not have enough perseverance to think about something for a long time and build a series of constructive images that will outline the road to the goal.
What should we do? What do we need to do to achieve our goals? Alice asked.
Well done. You have very correctly emphasized the main question, praised her Lyria. For this purpose, it is necessary to do dharana, i.e. concentration of attention, trying to keep it on one object. Breath, candle flame, area between eyebrows, yantra, mantra, sounds of music. Following this, one should do dhyana, i.e. try to see one's inner world at the same time with such concentration, or just during daily life. We have to understand where our consciousness, will, attention, memory, thinking, imagination are. And to understand this, we have to see how all internal processes interacting with the outer world happen in us. Then you will realize how you are controlled by external stimuli, and that inside you there is a lot of foreign and not much of yours, that you do not really control anything.
I am the result of coincidence and a slave of other people's desires, Ruslan said.
That's right, said Lyria. But you must not only repeat it, but learn to see it in yourself constantly, and then everything will change, and you will become masters of yourselves.
And the mind, it turns out, is connected with consciousness, Arthur said, pointing at the painted star. Yes, you guessed right, confirmed the tutor. If you look through the inner links of the star, it is the right meditations and prayers that awaken the consciousness. When you remember our talks and lectures and start thinking that everybody is sleeping, and I am sleeping now, that we do not own our attention, all this awakens the consciousness from its identification. So the mind is the best friend to those who own it, and the worst enemy to those who don't own their mind.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.